so remote. Everything is revealed.
It's so mysterious.
Here I must stay.
Thank you. Yum, W Yum. That was Eddie Angel with Topless Beach. We had a whole set of nudity there. Before that, Death by Unga Bunga doing the nudist beach. And the B-52s from their classic record, Cosmic Thing, theme for a nude beach. You're listening to Zombo right here, hanging out on the beach with you today. Today is all beach show. It's beach show music. And next week, I'm going to continue it because between the requests and the stuff I have loaded up, it's a beach of a show. And what else we got going on here? I don't have to tell you much anything other than listen to some of these shows here on this here station. Tune in Sunday, 6 a.m. How this guy does a six-hour show, I do not know. For the man, the myth, the legend, the Homewood Kid, Kevin Amos. Right here on the BRCT. Yeah. And then how about the Maples? When you throw them, they come back at you. Join Daria. 7 to 8 every Tuesday for some wicked tunes from jungle to experimental sax to Iranian psych rock. You got to love this station. Yeah, the promos on the station should just be listen to everything on this station. Listen to everything on it. Even if you hate it, listen to everything on this station. Every minute that this station on is like super precious because it is way off the grid. It is way out of like the whole corporate radio system. It is the radio station for people who hate radio. They gave up on radio. They know that radio has lied to them. They know that radio is a complete joke. And local radio stations, this is one of the very, very, very few ones. This and PTS. And I don't know if PTS is even on the air anymore. Probably. I don't know. I can't get the signal. I don't live in Oakland. At least we have a pretty good signal. I know that there's sometimes when you're driving in your house, not so good. In your car, you can drive to Mars. Literally Mars. Mars or Monroeville. And you can still kind of hear it in your station. And also, you know, if you're streaming it, that's really a nice thing to do too. If you're streaming the show. So you listen to Zombo right here in your brain. It is an all beach show. And yeah, I got some more requests coming up. I got some more groovy stuff. This is, I feel almost like I'm at the beach. It's almost, you know, just, and if you're toiling away, you know, You know, just mentally put your sun umbrella up over you and fake your way through work and just, you know, think about walking on the beach, hanging out, just kind of taking that. And nothing beats that snooze on the beach, okay? Preferably if you're under an umbrella, because you're going to get burned to death. And just like that whole idea of sleeping. I like sleeping in the sun. I do. I watch myself. I don't try to fry myself too bad, but I just love that idea. Just like, it's such a decadent thing to do. It's how humans used to hang out. How humans used to walk on the beach like, oh, I need a nap. I'll just lay down here by the beach. Oh, hey, look, a fish. I'll have some fish. Oh, boy, this is great. Oh, boy, let me see what else I'm going to do. Oh, I got to take a doo-doo. All right, I'm right on the beach. Fine, I'll just bury it like a cat. Walk over. Oh, what's this? Oh, no, another tribe's coming my way. This guy's got bigger clubs than I did. And that's the end of you. That's the end of you, because they won your beach land. Damn it. I hate when that happens. But at least you had a few moments in the sun hanging out before you were clobbered by a wild group of folks who want your thing. You know, it's human nature. Hey, that's a nice beach you got there. Shame if anything happened to you, then they have a party on the beach. Then they have the party. And then somebody clobbers them, then they have their party. So, hey, it's just it's the wonderfulness of human existence. We're right on the crest of everything now, which is very nice. So just enjoy this little oasis, this little crest. Even though there's a lot of rotten things going on, It's not so bad. You go back 100 years, like, you know, you could be in a coal mine right now digging away, not even at a crummy job, even something worse than that. Yeah? So I'm just thinking. So remember that. No, don't remember that. Don't remember nothing. Just enjoy your life as it is. Let's get back into the show. Now we're going to get a little, got some requests here, but I got to play this. The horror of the beach. Not the whore. The horror of the beach. Zombo in your brain, WRCT in the Pittsburgh.
While the beach set twists to the big beat sound of the Delairs, swinging out with six rocking hits. While the cycle gangs burn up the road and strong-arm their way into the party with fists flying, while teenagers prepare for a secluded slumber party, terror strikes from the bottom of the sea. An invasion of ghoulish atomic beasts who live off human blood.
They are the living dead. They're zombies.
Dance, baby, dance, come and dance with me. Hear the beat of the pounding sea. Ride, baby, ride, come and ride with me. Let your feet go easy and free. Glide, baby, glide right into my arms. Like the waves coming to the shore. Sigh, baby, sigh, let me hear you sigh. That's what I'm waiting for. Come on, they're playing our rhythm. Let's keep with that beat rhythm. We'll move our beat rhythm. Head on to surfer heaven. Kiss, baby, kiss just one more time. Put your lips so close to mine. Dance, baby, dance to the surfer dance. Woo! You're moving just fine. Kiss, baby, kiss just one more time. Put your lips so close to mine. Dance, baby, dance to the surfer dance. Woo, you're moving just fine. Keep on pushing that line. Surfing baby of mine, surfing baby of mine, surfing baby of mine, surfing baby of mine, surfing baby of mine.
Bye.
There you be with that. That is David Bowie, actually. His band, he had a band, I believe in the 80s, maybe in the 90s, probably 90s. Tin Machine. They came out with a couple records. It was him, some guitar, good guitar player, Gabriel Reeves, and Soupy Sales' kids, Hunt and Tony Sales. That was Tin Machine. They came out with a couple records. That was Needles on the Beach by Tin Machine. By request for Scott, still standing. Last guy standing. Dead Kennedys, Funland at the Beach. Got another request. We got to get out. I forget who requested this one. Oh, I think I know who requested this one. But thanks for requesting it. Beer Can Beach, another tune by the Surf Punks. So obviously the Surf Punks are making a big resurgence today. They'll be getting their 4-cent check in the mail from BMI, hopefully very soon. This is Zombo in Your Brain playing all beach songs today, songs about the beach. And yeah, what do we do? I already told you what we played. This next set is going to get into some other stuff, some more beach stuff. But we got to do, so we did Needles on the Beach, here's Beer Can Beach, Surf Punk, Zombo in Your Brain. Some. Is that it? I think that's it. That's how it ends right there, I reckon. That was Beer Can Beach by the Surf Punks. And once again, that was a request. And what I said earlier is still true. The lead singer, I should find out what his name was. But it is the brother of the guy who is the captain from Captain and Tennille, Daryl Dragon. And I don't know who that is. All right, let's jump into some surf stuff. Some nasty fun stuff since we've gotten, Needles on the Beach, Beer Can Beach, Toxic Beach, The Surfaholic, Zombo right in your brain, WRCT Pittsburgh, a beach show. Ah, yes. Why is nothing playing? Oh, I know why. Oh, no, we got to start filming. Yeah. In your brain. We'll be right back.
South Beach is such a wild beach. It used to be, oh, such a quiet beach. Along came a boy, oh, such a wild boy. Oh, oh, he turned the beach into the wildest beach. I said, I hit it. Doon, da, 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 doon, da, doon, da, 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 doon, da, doon, da, 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 doon.
There's a very interesting record for you right there. The Ray Beats. Now, the Ray Beats were actually Danny Amos and the Eddie Angels' first band before, well, that's the band that they started surf music on, the Ray Beats. And that was with Phil Glass, So it was Phil Glass with the Ray Beats. Very nifty combination there. And that is Black Beach from the Ray Beats with Phil Glass record. They came out with one other record. Ray Beats are really great because if you get some of the early Ray Beats albums from the late 80s, mid 80s, some of those songs actually end up being Los Straitjackets tunes down the way, like University Boulevard and Calhoun Surf. Really neat tunes, and I can understand how they would, you know, kind of want to keep them going. Before that, we heard Wild Man Fisher from his Evening with Wild Man Fisher classic double album, Serrano Beach. A double shot of my old surf band, the Surfaholics, also from 90s. Toxic Beach and Ghost of Dragster Beach, by request. Beer Can Beach, Surf Punks. And yeah, this is it's pretty solid here. Just a nice, wonderful beachy show, kind of, and it's kind of nice, I can kind of, so now we're going to get a little more loungy, a little more like laid back on some of the beach stuff. And the smell of coconut oil is just so, I don't know, it does something to my innards. It really makes me feel so happy. That's one thing I always like about the smell of like coconut oil. It brings back such great memories, just like that burning hot sun and just like, oh yeah, coconut oil. I don't know why. It must be my inner chimp. Must be my inner primal chimp. Speaking, we got Elvis Presley up next doing Beach Boy Blues. A great tune. Probably from Blue Hawaii, but it is a really fun tune called Beach Boy Blues, Elvis Presley. And just hanging out on the beach with you guys today in your brain. RCT!
I'm a poor Hawaiian beach boy, a long way from the beach, 'cause someone shoved his face against my hand. Now I'm a kissing cousin to a ripe pineapple. I'm in a can. I was minding my own business, drinking daddy's juice. I swear I'll never touch that stuff again. Just like the pig before he gave his all at the luau. I'm in a pen. We'll be right back.
to Cuba. Soon I was at Miami Beach. They're not so very far from Cuba.
Oh, what a room by the beach.
Palm trees are whispering, yo te quiero. What could I do but stay a while? I met a Cuban caballero.
We danced in true Latin style.
So I never got to Cuba.
Cuba.
But I got all its atmosphere. Why, even Yuba and his tuba, they play the night right here.
I'll save Havana for mañana. Meanwhile, I've heaven in my reach. I found the charm of old Havana
in a rumba at Miami Beach.
Thank you.
there another unknown like 45 thing that I is don't know where it came from, don't know who it is, but I called it Latin Beach. And that's the neat thing about when I really start digging deep and for some of these theme shows, I'll find stuff that I actually mark as saying, hey, this is really a good tune, but I don't know who it is. And so I just kind of make up a title for it. There's just so many different avenues that music found its way to me over the decades. And whether it be far from like working in the record store, traveling around, visiting people that share records, music with tapes, or things that listeners send me, or things that we get at the radio station, or another radio station I worked at, or another radio. So it is all a culmination. That's what I think of the most interesting thing about the show is the fact that there's so many ridiculous sources that the music has came from. So it's like, oh, I was this vinyl collector. Well, I was a vinyl collector. And then vinyl collection owned me. I didn't own it. So bye-bye vinyl. And so a lot of things got transferred, didn't quite catalog it correctly. I'm a horrible cataloger. And just that horrible feeling of like, okay, now I got to alphabetize everything because I want to find something. And that is such a horrible, just week-long chore of like all the, and then putting it in and then just forget it. You know, forget it. It's all about the music. It's not about the thing. I said that a gazillion times. So over the series of, you know, transferring and putting things all in one space, a lot of things don't get cataloged correctly. So it's kind of nice finding things that I don't know what it is. So I did a show called When I Did the Alphabet. I went through every week was a different letter. I did that like decade ago or two decades ago. I did a show called X, The Unknown, and I played all these unknown tunes that I had that I didn't know who did it. I kind of guessed what the title might be, and that was a fun show. And speaking of going back into the past, Zombo's Deep Archives. I haven't even promoted that. So Thursdays, the day before today, 2 to 5 p.m., you can hear shows from 13 years ago, 2009, I've been playing shows in order, 2009, we're in like the May or June of 2009 now. So it's kind of always going to trail by about a month. I should, if I really was kind of like, hey, you know, this is exactly 13 years ago, but I don't want to do that. I just kind of figured out that, you know, these are where the show starts sounding good. The good recordings, the digital recordings. As let's play these. So that's the show. And you can get all of these shows on zomboco.com. Rebroadcasts on WBCQ The Planet. That's right. I'm on shortwave radio, damn you. And also radiocrown.com. They probably play some of my old shows. I gave them a whole bunch of shows. And but I don't have time to pre-produce any more shows for them. So if they play old shows, that's great. If they want to rebroadcast some of this stuff, you know, you're more than welcome. So let's get back into the, by the way, I got to tell you, Brazilian music, because we did all that. So I forgot what we played. Okay, we played Roger doing, we played Latin Beach, which I don't know who did it, but that was Latin Beach. For that, Roger with Mexican Beach, Xavier Cugat with Charo. I don't think Charo was around when they did this. Miami Beach Rumba. Before that, Walter Wanderley, Beach Samba. See, this is kind of now I know where I'm back. And it started off with Beach Boy Blues, Elvis Presley. So, Brazilian music. So this is a promo for a so-called Ipanema to the World. Because I got to thinking after the Walter Wanderley. It's arguably the number one export, the number one product from Brazil. And who's going to argue about that? Why would someone even get in an argument about that? Why would someone say, you know what? Brazilian music's the number one export from Brazil. And then a heated argument breaks out. And the next thing you know, old Jed's a millionaire. From Ipanema to the World presents Brazilian music and information to listeners. WRCT every Friday. So it's the next live show on the radio, I believe, at 7 p.m. Tune in and enjoy the adventurous mix of familiar standards, lesser-known gems from the Brazilian songbook, and the broad range of musical styles. A fantastic show. Ipanema to the World. And another dilly. 100% natty with Addy. Feeling uninspired in the kitchen? Have a crush you need to impress? Sounds like you need 100% Natty with DJ Addy, a weekly show featuring meatless recipes and organic wine, a thoughtful paired playlist. Tune in every Tuesday, 9 to 11. I don't know if I want to have food that late. It's 9 to 11 on RCT. I don't know if I want to eat that late. Drink that late? Sure. Eat that late? No, thank you. All right, let's see. Then let's dash over here. Hey, speaking of eating, do you know? Oh, I thought this was the salmonella one. Nope. It is not salmonella. Salmonella, that is Sammy Davis Jr. and Ella Fitzgerald. Did you know that most invaders are likely to threaten you are not human? That's correct. Those inhuman threats. Cockroaches. Those dirty, rotten, stinking, no good cockroaches. They spread salmonella. Oh, there's a salmonella. There it is, Sam and Ella. And they trigger asthma. Oh, my God, do I miss the days of my asthma. My asthma PSA. Yeah, the best asthma PSAs on there. Boy, it was the asthma PSA that was. If you hear the show from 2009, you'll probably hear my asthma PSA. And mice, contaminine. They spelled it that way in here. Contaminine. Food and spread diseases. And they're delicious. Termites. They destroy billions of dollars in property every year. They're rotten, stinking insects. Oh, speaking of stinging insects, I've had my fill of yellow jackets. I try and be a good guy and not kill anything, honestly. If I'm mowing the lawn and I see a bee, let me go around that bee, or I shoo it away. Or if I see, a bug in the pool, fish it out, get it out there. If I see I don't like killing anything. So this was last year. I figured, you know what? This is the end of the line for yellow jackets. A little yellow jacket nest near our house. Always said, you know what? They don't bother me. I don't bother them. And I stepped on one. I was like, oh, man. Well, that was my own fault. I stepped on one. Horrible sting on my foot. Not their fault. My fault. Then, another time, I'm walking by, minding my own business. And a couple of them start chasing me. Like I'm too close to their nest. You know, their nest is near my house. I'm sorry if you think that's your house, too. But this ain't going to fly. So I get stung again. I go, well, you know what? Maybe I'll just try and avoid that area a little more. And I'm mowing the lawn, and I accidentally run over a yellow jacket nest. And they sting the hell out of me. And it says, you know, that's the end. That was the tipping point. That's when I was like, you know what? You guys are jagoffs. I am going, and I'm buying, like, serious yellow jackets. And what even yellow jackets do besides just bug you? So I ended up going on a huge yellow jacket extermination. Yeah, it was yellow jacket extermination last year. I had it. And I avoid spiders like crazy. Spiders just ook me out. I hate when people post, they're on their web, and they go, here's a close-up picture of a spider's face. It's like scarring. That's more scarring than the Xanthi Misfits. And that's a scarring thing. And the other is, here's a close-up of a beetle's face. Don't post that. That, and don't post pictures of like a dog that was abused. I hate seeing that. I go on social media to escape, okay? If I see stuff like that, or I see somebody saying some mean stuff or nasty stuff, I don't argue. I just get rid of them. It's like somebody coming into your house. If somebody coming into your house is going to take a doo-doo on the floor, you escort them out the door, you clean the doo-doo up, and you don't invite them back. That's simple. Same with these yellow jackets. They stung the hell out of me, so I went on a yellow jacket killing spree. I felt a little bad, but I didn't feel so bad because I didn't get stung anymore. And those nests are gone, and now I can just wander by completely unstung so far. So it took four times for those things to, I was in the middle of a PSA, wasn't I? Yeah. Okay, I got to tell you about learn how to protect yourself by visiting Pest World. That's right. Remember, Pest World is the best world. And I think this takes you to like an exterminator site. And that is a really crummy job. You imagine, instead of going to the beach, you had to like put on this gear, and you know that stuff causes cancer. You know that's really a dangerous stuff. And if you think little gloves and a little helmet and some white, no, that's getting into your skin and that's killing you. Oh, well, speaking of that, let's get back to music. I'm killing it. I'm killing the whole buzz of this show is what I'm doing. All right, Voodoo Beach. It starts off like I'm doing my PSAs and my promos, but I can't help myself. It's like the Four Tops. Here's Voodoo Beach by Southern Culture on the Skid. Zombo in your brain. Off to the beach. Away from yellow jackets for sure. So I gotta tell you, this is from like the demos before Southern Culture on the Skids got to be like more. Yeah, who is it? Weird song.
いがいっぱい夏の海辺僕のハートも熱く燃えて渚にいっぱい生かしたこう恋のビーチでラブハット Let's go Davi Let's go Davi 燃える瞳夜の海辺二人でいれば甘いロマンス Let's go DaviLet's go